anti-vaxxers. They bang on a bit, don't they? Just kill yourself. Or alternatively, just hang around. You know, an easily curable condition will get you. Obviously, every death during lockdown was a tragedy. But when a fierce anti-vaxxer died, as happened a few times, you couldn't help, could you? Having a little, you know, private, like, party. Socially distanced, of course, in Downing Street. Of course, there's never anything funny about death. Sometimes death, of course, is a blessed relief. My granddad spent the last few years of his life wearing nappies. Yeah, the worst paedophile. Not true, there's always someone worse off than you. Gary Glitter released recently. One of the rules of his release is he's not allowed within 200 metres of any school. This guy's now keeping busy. He's now a painter decorator. His first job is painting a circle with a radius of 200 metres around every school in the UK. He's built little stages on the circle. You know, little signs saying, do you want to be in my gang? Very industrious, you know, in keeping with the letter, if not the spirit of the law. But that's one more than the actual police. It's a worrying statistic, isn't it? Criminals have now statistically committed less crimes than the actual police. My biggest worry is how shit crime thrillers are going to be in the future, as every film is now just Poirot displaying devastating intuition by handing himself in yet again for his latest sexual assault. It was me. Ah, brilliant, Poirot. Get back to prison, you disgusting old pervert. And of course, if there are any police listening, it's not all police, is it? As the saying goes, it's just one or two bad orchards. And there's me making jokes about controversial subjects, anti-vaxxers, paedophiles, and the institutionally awful police. And I thought about putting one or more of these jokes on Twitter yesterday. Some police officer had been given a 30-odd year sentence for a catalogue of hideous crimes. But of course I didn't put it on Twitter. Because I'm not here to make friends. But I'll tell you something, I can't be bothered to hear from my enemies. And my goodness, Twitter is the place you'll hear from all your enemies. I do not care. They're jokes. And they're jokes about real life. And it's real life that's the problem. Close your phone and deal with real life rather than people making jokes about real life. Because if you don't like the jokes, good news. Another joke will be along any second. Another episode will be along any second. But most importantly, it's not real life. That's what you should be angry about. If you're angry about anything but real life, you're a complete idiot. And I'll tell that to your face, but never ever to your Twitter. Lots of love.